Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report. Every Tuesday on third hour, we have John W. Spring. And John, I'm working on a project through by my contact with Scott Adams, who's the CEO and owner of Red State Talk Radio, number one online talk radio alone network on the planet 5 years in a row. And our show is rebroadcast there late night, 10 to 12 Eastern Time, 7 days a week, including this show. He has had on his show most of the members of the Trump family. I don't know if he's had Donald on, but he's had all of his sons and Lara Trump, et cetera, his daughter-in-law. And it's important that we put together what I call a Samuel Trust, which is, it's very evident to me from what I see the actions of Trump. He's got a good intention. He's trying to do things. He's a man of action. He's not like a politician. He's a businessman that just does stuff. That's why he can get projects finished below budget. The problem is he's surrounded by people that are either disinfo ops, or people like the Project for the New American Century, people like John Lightning Bolt, or other people that may be smart like Mr. Pompeo, but their smartness is being diverted to do what I call luciferic dialectics of conflict, just like the media want to maintain the conflict with Russia. Now, Russia's not a good actor, but everybody's hacking to everybody else's power grids and other things, but it's a platform for warfare. If we have a future warfare, people don't know what war will be like in the future. I do, and I can tell you what it'll be. It'll involve, number one, the first platform will be a cyber attack on our power grid and our infrastructure and our radar control for our air traffic controllers. The second phase will be an EMP attack on the country, and the third phase will be attacked by long-range cruise nuclear missiles that fly below radar, probably through the southern hemisphere that hit our military bases. And the fourth phase will be a phone call to surrender or face massive population annihilation. That's warfare in the future, and it may involve, if it's 5 to 10 years from now, robotic drones and battlefield warriors that can be operated remotely or have autonomous brains in them. If it's 10 or 20 years from now, it's almost certainly going to be robot warfare. Humans will be at a great distance from the battlefield. If they happen to get involved, they'll be chewed up like cannon fodder. People don't understand that the wars of the future will involve not only biological, chemical, but weather warfare, and geotectonic warfare, triggering off geotectonic events by setting up scalar signals to make the mu or resistance between the rock faces drop, because every fault line has a specific frequency, just like a wind chime. And if you hit that wind chime frequency, you create what's called giant waves. They'll drop the mu or resistance of the rock face to zero. These technologies, five nations have weather modification technology, and two, us and the Russians, have geotectonic and weather modification warfare technology, which they're advancing very rapidly. In fact, I have from my classified sources that Russia is away only 2 years from reaching the same NIDUS that we have, and weather and geotectonic technology we've achieved years ago. So I think the discussions with Putin need to be a little more honest. And Trump, of course, got bashed not only by the left, who's always over the top, but even by the right, because his statements, and now they even want the transcript of his discussions with Putin, which is kind of irregular, but I see where the reason is why they want it, is because his public statements didn't identify the fact on both sides, including the fact that I personally think that Crimea is part of Russia. I don't understand why it's a big deal. Number two, the eastern Ukrainians definitely need to have protection, and we gave them weapons so that they can't be invaded by Russia, because Putin, wants to re-exert the Soviet Union. We have to understand he's a mob boss. He's a Russian mob boss. And we are also hacking into their power grid, just like everybody's hacking into everybody. There's guys in the basement in Bulgaria hacking into our power grid or the server that Hillary Clinton in the head in that broom closet. So this idea that Russia somehow hacked into the DNC servers when we know it was Seth Rich who was killed by an ATF and FBI agent from classified sources, that's what actually happened. And it was going to reveal the fact that Hillary Clinton and Podesta and others were doing very illegal trade with people like Mr. Bill Browder, who got $1.5 billion for working on the Uranium One and other dirty deals with much of the Russian oligarchs, even double-crossing Mr. Putin, who used to be his buddy. So people don't know this background stuff, do they? They don't understand. Yeah, and neither does Trump, because it's obvious to me that Trump is a wise man, and he's also a very top businessman and negotiator, but he's got bad advice from knuckleheads and globalists around him, and he's trying to break out from this, but he needs something like I call a Samuel advice group, which would be people like yourself that knows the geopolitical and the historical and the geological issues around the area, and people like myself and people like Lowell Ponte, who's been writing in this area for 45 years. He needs a bunch of wise men to get him to wise up, because he's actually going to screw up, and the other side are trying to cheer him and distract him to his Russiagate and other foolishness. Now, Trump is doing a few good things that we advised him to take away security clearances from these idiots like Brennan, Clapper, Susan Rice, etc. The fact that they're trying to make hay or money by being advisors in MSNBC and CNN and actually trying to attack him as a soft coup, I think you should de-license media and magazines that are trying to do a soft coup against him. This is not okay to have. This is not freedom of speech. This is freedom to oppose to the point where it's actually a soft geopolitical coup, and not so soft, actually, when you hear Brennan say he's actually doing treasonous things by the statements he made. I'm certain the actions Trump has taken against Russia shows to Mr. Putin that Mr. Trump is not a pushover. He's like dealing with a really serious mob boss, but he's our mob boss. And Trump, if he takes action, will stop the Russian expansion of the idea of hitting us with long-range cruise missiles or doing weather warfare against us, and that we can actually probably do business with them and set a price for gas and oil so they don't collapse their economy and sell all the Russian young women off as brides to the West. Where I see things going is Trump is ill-advised at the very least, isn't he?
Yes. I think, Dr. Ziegler, so much is happening, and I, as you mentioned earlier, I'm glad that he's going to not allow former members of the Obama administration and the Bush administration to have national security clearance.
Excellent move.
Yes. And regarding North Korea, while it does appear promising that some dismantling is finally starting to occur, we have to be realistic and assess the fact that everything that is being dismantled is basically of no strategic value currently to Pyongyang.
Right, you're talking about a minor decoy launching site.
Exactly. In other words, are these decoys, or are we going to get to the real McCoy, basically?
Right.
And in the meantime, I'm very concerned, as you are, as to whether or not these weapons will be transferred to rogue nations such as Iran, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and possibly Brazil.
Well, look at our own policies, and I wanted you to comment on this. One of the policies I'm particularly concerned is we stop doing what's called intermediate-range and short-range nuclear missiles. And we've actually almost eliminated them. We've also backed down on the number of missiles carried on each warhead with the SALT Treaty, but the Russians haven't adhered to the SALT Treaty at all. In fact, what they've done is build up long-range cruise, hypersonic cruise missiles, then go Mach 10, and they've also been directly, Trump should have hit Mr. Putin with the fact that the actual Rosatom reactor systems and the rocket engines and the missile guidance systems were transferred from Russia directly to Mr. Kim. Yeah, there's other parts that have been transferred by in financial support by the Chinese regime, but in actual fact, the primary missile guidance systems and rockets were actually Russian. And Trump didn't hit him with that, because that was a fact you sent in one of your letters to Trump, and he didn't acknowledge it, which means we could wallpaper what I call a geopolitical shack or outhouse with all the non-responses from Mr. Trump. And this is not good, because if he listens to us or listens to the show, he's going to get advice he's not going to get from Mr. Pompeo or General Kelly, who's trying to keep the office exact and call a Kelly filter to make sure people aren't leaking. The problem is, the reason why there's leaks, it's leaks not only in his family but also the White House, because these are people, in a sense, are closet never-Trumpers, including a lot of the Republicans that are out there, like Mr. Ryan, who is a never-Trumper.
Yes. And, of course, we have to add to the list the National Security Intelligence Director.
You're talking about the National Security Director that he has there that shouldn't be there because he's a globalist.
Yes.
And that is Mr. I'm just tempting you to see if you know the name, right?
Oh, okay.
Don. And welcome back. And so, welcome questions, by the way, if you're brave enough to ask. And those questions, call 877-317-6432. Dan Coats is the guy. He's the director of National Intelligence, called the DNI. He's basically the top guy that contacts the president with a daily briefing from the United States. And Dan Coats, by the way, if you look at his history, he's not all lily white. This guy has got some things. He used to be the previous governor, I think, of Illinois, or Indiana.
Yes.
And he's got some previous actions that he's done that make me concerned that he himself is not fully informed about things. And we have to understand that the intel agencies and Space Command and a lot of things are highly compartmentalized, and there's not a need-to-know information that's even passed on to the president with these daily briefings. That between him and Mike Pompeo. And so he needs to have what we call the Samuel group. That means, like, Samuel the advisor, the high priest advisor to King Saul of ancient Israel and King David. Remember, Saul tried to actually summon up Samuel from the grave, and he went to the witch of Endor.
Yes.
And of course, they got a demon pretending he was, and he actually gave him advice and told him what he was going to do. It's basically, eventually, he was going to kill himself on his own sword in the battlefield, and guess what? The demon was right. So you got people that are manipulating on the other side, and there's, strangely enough, and this is a kind of a strange situation here, we have globalists that are inside the Republican and Democratic Party. The Democrats are very overt. The Republicans aren't. They're sneaky, like Ron Paul Ryan and people like Dan Coats. And people like, John Lightning Bolt, who actually was a PNAC document author,
Party
for a New American Century. So what I see going on here is people don't realize globalism is a satanic elite that runs the world for a small clique, kills most of us, and rewilds the planet while they don't fix the environmental catastrophes that they're actually created by, let's say, putting pollution out in the oceans to kill the benthic layer by phytoplankton. That's the primary problem that's driving the global climate craziness. And also weather manipulation using scalar weather manipulation warfare weapons, which we have in space right now, and the Russians have in space, and three other nations. And what we don't understand is that the climate things, like our surging weather and so on, partly is due to things out of our control, including the sun with a danger of a coronal mass ejection like the Carrington event of 1859. But we don't have a defense of Earth policy, do we? And we have uninformed, non-scientific people who are in high positions in politics that basically are smiling faces that don't know what the hell they're doing. And this is disturbing, isn't it?
It's very disturbing, because when you have a U.S. Director of National Intelligence like Dan Coats, or Director of Central Intelligence like Mike Pompeo before he became U.S. Secretary of State, who are basically U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen or politicians, they're not really qualified to hold those positions in the first place.
And, firstly, they don't have a breadth of science, technology, and even logic. The problem is some of them seem to be smart, like they may pass tests, like Pompeo, I heard it was a genius level, but that doesn't matter. Genius basically means they're high-level, what we call intellectual maggots. They eat the intellectual debris of their higher-ups, and they regurgitate it on their papers or desks, and they have the intellectual talents to be able to regurgitate, but they don't have the gift of what's called primary independent thought. And they aren't curious enough to actually find out if what they think they know works. The same way with the left, they're full of dogma like Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders Claus wants to give everybody say free, or they talk about the environment like it's all just a matter of output of too much carbon-based fuel use of what we call fossil fuels, and there's no such thing as a fossil fuel.
That's right.
Most of the fuel on Earth is the gold theory, which came out in 1951, the year before I was born, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Russians were attending at that. They believed that they actually drilled down to 40,000 feet, which is much deeper than any dinosaur or fern ever existed. And most of the oil is actually created by a nuclear reactor called Planet Earth, deep inside the bowels of the Earth between the central core and the outer molten radioactive debris around that, and the torsion field actually creating larger and larger hydrocarbons. This has been put out 67 years ago and proven by Russian drilling. That's why they were until we recently took over with our hydrofracking. The largest oil and gas producer on the planet was not Saudi Arabia. It was Russia, right?
Yes. The Russians made a lot of progress on geo.
They're good scientists. My wife's best friend is a very smart lady. She and her husband are both deep drilling experts, and they both work now in Kazakhstan at the deepest drilling areas in the south of Russia in the Kazakh plains where the city of Astana, and these people are smart people. I mean, if you go to the city, it's like going to the city of the Jetsons in the 21st century. It's not a really, it's crazy architecture and science. Well, people don't understand that even the Baikonur Cosmodrome there, where all the Russian rockets were set up and all the nuclear tests were done in the Kazakhstan, which never surrendered their nuclear weapons back to the Russia and the Soviet Union, did they? People don't know that.
No. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, that besides being a chemical warfare officer, my father had also been a petrogeologist.
Right. So yeah, he probably taught you the stuff about the gold theory and everything. And so these fools try to tell you garbage like, hey, dinosaurs decayed and they became coal and ferns. You're an idiot, okay? You're a freaking idiot. And the amount of debris from the ancient world, even for millions of years, could not have created all the oil on our planet. It's ridiculous. And even the oil fields have refilled. I had oil engineers, both from Petro-Canada and from Texas and Colorado, that were actually my patients. And because they're top scientists, they would go around the country and all these old oil wells were capped off, refilled after 5 or 10 years. They refilled with oil.
Right.
All you do is uncap the damn things in some rancher's backyard, and all of a sudden we got tons of oil. So the idea that it's non-renewable, same as water, most of the water comes from the ringwoodite in the deep earth. And I have a hydrogeologist that's going to come down. I want to get him back on the program, Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute. He does water dowsing. He's a water intuitive, and he uses not only the radar stuff, which I have done on my property, but also people that understand primary water is everywhere. And this is one of the tools the globalists are using to crush the population, cut off food supplies, and cause what we call ecological refugees. And people don't get it. And then, of course, I don't think our government, even Trump, gets this, that the globalists are trying to create geoclimatic disasters that will overturn whatever he's trying to do to actually make America great again and make it an independent nation, because the globalists don't want borders. They want trade zones, don't they?
That's so true. It was ironic, you know, during the Depression time, the U.S. government did not permit any foreign investment here in the United States. So there were many wells that could not be developed, which my dad had discovered. But when he was assigned during the Second World War to as a chemical warfare officer to go to the former Soviet Union to teach Russian soldiers, basically, and Russian officers on chemical warfare defense, he also had an opportunity to visit some of the oil fields, and in all probability, he was the individual that shared with the Russians about the fact that oil is not fossil fuel, and you drill at a greater depth, and you're going to get a replenishing supply.
But the only fossils are actually these crazy environmentalists or these geopoliticians that don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're the fossils.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. But my dad was a genius in his own area.
Yeah, well, if people listen to my show and they listen to the way I talk about all these things, they say, how does he have this present knowledge? I can learn anything at the speed so fast you can't imagine it. And people say, well, that's arrogance. No, it's not. It's called talent. And I do it for the sake of my fellow human being, our nation, and our world. The defense of Earth policy we need. We need a Samuel Collective. People at Dan Coats and even the president, I'm sure he's not aware of what's called torsion field imaging. Now, here's how it works. Even if it's covered, if a nuclear isotope is covered with depleted uranium, which can block the regular, what's called neutron flux or beta particles or alpha particles, it doesn't matter. You're looking at the torsion field gravitonic signature of specific metals and minerals and wood and everything. You can even build an image from space up to miles below ground from satellites. So you can see a satellite launching facility underground. Mine a specific mineral. We've actually mapped out every single mineral on Earth from torsion field imaging from space, including radioisotopes have been enriched. And you can't degauss it or actually block it in any way because these are gravity waves. They're not electromagnetic. They're actually looking at the specific signature of gravity waves that actually tell you the mineral content and the actual structure of the device in an image you can actually see from space. You can even tell what type of Russian satellite submarine is down in the Silurian Trench, 8 miles at the bottom of the ocean in the Pacific Trench off of Japan. You can actually tell what kind of signature it is from space. That's how advanced our technology, and we have it for a long time. The first basic torsion field imaging, gravitonic wave imaging devices were in the 1960s, and one of the first things they discovered was giant magma domes underneath the Earth. What are these? What are these? And it took them several years to figure out, oh, these are actually dormant magma domes where the hot spot moved because the Earth's crust slides on the mantle and periodically it was called lithospheric disjunction.
Yes.
And it happens periodically. There's usually a major shift at least every 700,000 years, but you can have minor shifts even before that. What's going off the coast of Hawaii is actually a lithospheric slip of the crust on the mantle. That's why the hot spots moved out off the Hawaiian Islands to build a new island. And the same way as you're seeing the activation of this volcanic area in the northeast United States off of Vesuvius, off the east coast of Naples, and increased earthquake activity in the subduction zone off the coast of Oregon, where actually the native people have every 300 years of a giant tsunami that results from a giant either lift or drop of the seafloor caused by offshore volcanoes off the coast of Washington State and Oregon. People don't get this, but it's just geology, people. It's just science. It's not open to your damned opinion. It's just science, isn't it?
No, they don't. Ironically, they use the scare tactics on the people here in Southern California who are so ignorant of geophysics. They don't bother to mention that there's not a subduction zone off the coast of Southern California.
No. What we have is it's locked north of Simi Valley. A lot of vertical subduction that could happen in Los Angeles is over a meter, and that could cause a major problem. The problem is we can convert megaquakes to microquakes using what's called resonant technology to cause thousands of microquakes per day rather than a megaquake every, say, several hundred years. And the fact is these do happen, and the government has plenty of reasons because they actually have universities measuring the trans-fault line, tell your occurrence if surges that occur and the signatures that occur before a fault slip. We know this is science, okay? So if you're listening out there and you think, well, how does Deagle know all this stuff? I know a lot of stuff. I'm only dumping about 10% of what I know because I'd blow you away so far you wouldn't say, well, how do you know all that stuff? And my geology professor doesn't talk about it because they've never been informed. Most of this is classified information that you're not going to get access to, okay? And the fact is we need to get this information to the president because if he had torsion field imaging, he could monitor every single second, day to day, with intel reports, not just from Dan Coats and these other people, but from U.S. Space Command and Missile Defense Command that can actually monitor from space the torsion field actual remediation to remove isotopes and rocket launch facilities. Because I guarantee you that this is like a Walmart that Russia and China set up to proliferate nuclear weapons all over the world. They don't want to have Russia and China. They want to have dozens of proxy nations with weapons that could either knock out our power grid or kill millions of people or knock out our military bases.
Right.
And by the way, they don't just have to fly them in. They can bring them in on a drone or just bring them on the back of a piggyback of a big truck. I mean, my major concern is not that they're going to fly the damn things in, but they're going to bring not a suitcase nuke, but a container-sized nuke across the border without either radioisotope or torsion field imaging in our borders or our seaports to make sure they don't bring a giant nuke into a U.S. city or a military base. We're not thinking about this, Sue, are we?
No, we're not, Dr. Siegel. And this is the dilemma that we face. When you have politicians instead of scientists basically running the Trump administration, you're going
to
get it.
But we can bring them up to speed. You have so much geology knowledge and geophysical knowledge, for example, in North Korea. You came up with this scheme about just using, taking the isotopes right out of coal, and these isotopes would create strategic minerals for battery systems and literally create what I call a Jetsons economy to North Korea.
Yes, Korea has vast resources, perhaps the largest amount of resources of any spot in the world.
Not just lithium for lithium-ion batteries, but also other strategic metals. They're necessary for all kinds of advanced quantum chips, etc. They're all there in North Korea. Isn't that interesting, eh?
Yes. The rare earths that can be extracted from the anthracite coal, and North Korea has the second or first largest amount of anthracite coal of any other spot in the world. I think there's one spot here in the United States.
Wyoming. The Wyoming spot, by the way, could support the Earth's energy needs for 250,000 years. Now, the problem is when you use carbon dioxide, you have to have a healthy benthic layer of oceans to convert the carbon dioxide to oxygen, which is why, because we poisoned the benthic layer, the ocean oxygen concentration of sea levels dropped from 21 to 19%. People say, well, that's not a problem. We can still breathe. Well, if in your big cities like, let's say, Sao Paulo, Brazil, drop to under 14%, you stop losing the frontal lobes and your eyes can't work properly. So then you have to start using it. We have basically decorticate citizens. Not a good idea, especially when their frontal lobes aren't working, right?
Yes. You have to be very careful how you deal with these chemicals and elements.
If there's a simple solution, you make a biologically hardened phytoplankton that breathes it out in the oceans to start turning that carbon dioxide back into oxygen, and you stop polluting the oceans with plastic and petrochemicals and other things that countries like China, it's thought up to 45% of the pollution that arrives in San Francisco Bay is simply blowing across the Pacific Ocean from China.
Yeah.
People don't get that. It shows them their seafood and everything. Then they're worried about Fukushima Daiichi, that report that came out. Well, why don't you stop it? All the support companies for Fukushima are American. They're not Japanese. That's only an umbrella company.
Yes.
Disgusting, isn't it? And then Trump hasn't addressed it either. And if you think the radiation is less 7.5 years after it happened, you're a fool. It hasn't stopped, has it?
No, it hasn't. The hazard is even greater now than it was back then.
Well, you have to look at the number of millicuries of radiation in all the different isotope patterns. And when we actually confront people like governor of Oregon and the governor here, Feinstein of California, and talk to our nuclear experts, they try to act like, oh, we're just Dr. Deagle, M.D. I say, guess what? I'm a professor of nuclear physics, and you're in your Ph.D. thesis right now, and I'm giving you questions, and you're not going to do the verbal part of your exam properly. And they were like, oh, how do you know that? I said, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, and you're going to answer me, bud. And you know what? These characters, they thought, well, I'll get away with it. And we're just in a private phone call, not on air. And they think, well, who the hell is this guy, Deagle? People need to take me seriously. I don't care if people like me or not. They're going to take me seriously. As I said to Trump, you're going to listen to me now, or you're going to listen to me on the judgment day. Because one way or the other, damn it, you and your so-called advisors are going to listen to me. That's just the way it is.
Yes, it is.
Me and God are buds, and I do what I have to do, even if it kills me, because I'm going to do the right thing for God and our nation and our world. And I want a defensive Earth policy, which also means we need to validate whatever deal we're working with China and Russia, that they're not going to squelch on the deal or play around, play games. And there's radical people in each of these countries that want to go crazy and try to attack us, even if it destroys themselves. Nuclear war, chemical, biological, and scalar warfare is obsolete because it's a pyrrhic victory. Everybody dies, and very few people would wish to live in a world after these collapse. As they say, the living will envy the dead, as they say, right?
Yeah.
It's
hard for us to imagine, but things...
Not hard for me. Not hard for me. 8.5, I was taken to heaven and seen what's coming. And let me tell you, if they don't change their ways and repent, our world is going to see a lot of Megadeth.
Hunters, anglers.
John, please continue. I'd like you to, if you were to give an agenda of things that we talk about, and I call the Samuel Commission, if you want to call it, a group of people, we don't need to get paid. We just want our nation to survive in a world I call a defense of Earth strategy, to give good information and raise good questions for not only Trump, but him to pass on these questions to his intel agencies, Space Command, and these other people. I tell people, and this is something I say on the show over and over again, the most important thing is, do not believe anything I or any of my guests say. Do three things. Number one, do your own research in the sewer net, the internet. Number two, try to get as much documents as you can or beyond that, if you can. And number three, pray. And ask better questions. And if you ask the right questions, if we present information that makes people raise questions, then maybe we'll find solutions. Because a solution is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. A paradox and a problem is an answer to a question you have not asked yet, because you're never going to find sort the solution out until you ask the right questions. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I had one professor that I did research with years ago, and his favorite slogan was, if you ask the right questions, you'll get the right answers. And you basically hit it right on the head.
Right.
We need to have some means of reaching the president. This idea of me sending emails which are screened by someone with dubious qualifications, and that person basically decides whether or not this nation is going to survive another day or not, is beyond comprehension. There should be at least several people that are able to check the emails, not just one individual, and there should be a better means of getting through, rather than just having someone like General Kelly or his forthcoming replacement decide what the president will or will not read. This system currently in effect is not working, and our whole nation is in jeopardy. We're talking about the entire population of the United States. One wrong move on the part of the president.
It's not just the things that other nations can do to each other. The fact is that we're actually due for a Carrington event. We're due to coronal mass ejections. We're due to planetary alignments that cause things like major cooling periods like the Maunder Ice Age, which we're actually heading into. And formally, this year is the actual. And by the way, the gear changes cause extreme warming initially as we're transitioning into an ice age. It's
That's
not
right.
Cooling. People don't know that. You actually have major extreme things like heat inversions and so on. You got hot days in the summer and winter all mixed up. And as the planet is cooling, and you don't have data from all latitudes, and you're not going to actually figure out exactly what the heck's going on. The fact is we're also due for a coronal mass ejection. We're also due for what's called a lithospheric slip, which means a lithospheric slip will most certainly move North America and the world southward as the magnetic North Pole moves northward toward the North Pole and moves further up toward the, what's called the axis of rotation, which people don't understand. The two aren't the same. We now have two magnetic south poles right now, and when a lithospheric slip happens, you have an earthquake that occurs literally around the whole world that rumbles over long for as long as 2 months. It's not just going to be over in 5 minutes. And people don't get that. They don't realize that this is beside the fact that we weakened the ozone layer to the point now where we've got background cosmic radiation. And I've got articles I'm going to post up on NutriMedical and so on that shows this, these special tubes of this project just done a few weeks ago, where they actually look for neutrinos and high-energy particles passing through tubes that form bubbles in them because of high-level cosmic radiation at an altitude where people just flew a jet from Los Angeles to Canberra, Australia for 14 hours. They don't understand this is cooking all of us in our DNA right now. This is not something that's a future thing. It's happening today, isn't it?
Yes. And unfortunately, nothing is being done because basically we don't have the leadership and the intel to cope with it.
Well, we don't have. See, a lot of people say, well, you know, people think that if you're a genius or super genius or whatever, you think quantitatively different. No, people that are smart are qualitatively different. They are more curious. I don't like to use the term IQ because you can train anybody to be good at puzzles. So they'll do on a standard IQ test, they'll do better if you just train them for a few weeks to how to do certain kinds of puzzles. But curiosity index is something that's much more harder to actually figure out. And it could be a mathematical curiosity, a musical curiosity, whatever. Some people call it savant. I mean, at medical school, they'd say, hey, Deagle, you're like a savant. You're smarter than the professors. I'm thinking, no, I'm just more curious. So I'd ask questions in class, and they'd say, stop asking questions, Deagle. You need to go into pathology because they know more than all of us doctors that are surgeons or general docs, but it won't get into practice in 50 to 100 years. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that people ask enough questions, including the president, and he's a pretty smart guy, but he doesn't have good people to answer to raise those questions to him to protect the nation and the world, because Trump is the leader of the world. People need to face that. Trump, when he raises questions and brings out issues like, you know, stopping nuclear proliferation and stopping weather modification technology, which multiple nations have used for a platform, or biohacking into our biology using the 5G network and so on, these globalists are up to that. They want to biohack into our biology and even our consciousness. People think, oh, they wouldn't do that. I'm thinking, you know, they recruited me 40 years ago to do it at UCLA and the Santa Monica Hospital with Dr. Tortolat. If they think you can't biohack into human consciousness, you're an idiot, because there's trillions, not billions, to be made in doing this kind of stuff. And genetic engineering, new superhumans, if you think the X-Men aren't coming, you're an idiot. Of course they're coming. Do you want it to be an uncontrolled thing, or do you want to have robot drones running your cities and everything, and, you know, scanning your iris at a distance and checking your microdrop of your blood to see if you're allowed to go into a specific building? People say, oh, that won't happen. I said, it'll happen if you don't speak against it, right?
Yeah.
They say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you think you know all this stuff? I said, I do. And the stuff that people I have on, like yourself, you have so much knowledge of this stuff in terms of the geology and everything. And the people, we need to get this information through to Trump, because he's being paralyzed by these morons that want to just continue Russiagate, when in fact the wicked witch of the West, Hildebeest, I called her, and Podesta, these Satanists, are drinking human blood and killing children in pedophilia rings, both deeply embedded in the administration and both parties, not just the Democrats, are doing a demonic activity to make sure they're compromised, to make sure they wouldn't run from the fold of devils. You know, it's like you want to commit murder within the mob to take a picture of it to make sure that if you ever turn, they'll turn you into the police and have you executed. Right? Yep. You know, it'd be like the old mob movies, you know, they say, you know.
Yes, the old gangster movie.
You know, they say, you know, Johnny was, we took pictures of him committing murder, and he went straight, so we decided to turn him into the police, or maybe we'll just snuff and put a horse down in his front doorstep, or wrap up fish in newspaper, so his wife knows what's going to happen next if he does it again.
You sound like Brando.
Yeah, I know. I like doing voices. I think it gets through. Humor sometimes gets through when logic won't. You know that?
Yeah, that's so true.
So anyway, I'm working hard, and if I can get my buddy Scott Adams now over at Grid State Talk Radio to get us a back door, if we even get a half an hour a week with a team of us.
Yeah.
Trump asks us questions, we give him answers. If he wants us to research stuff, we don't need any glory. We don't need any media say, oh, look, we got this special group. It's like, we just want to have even a phone call or a video call where we can actually show him stuff, get him information, send it back to him through channel so there's, you know, it's good stuff that's been well researched, like your research on North Korea, on the geology of what's going on there. He needs to know what's going on in terms of what Space Command can do to actually validate the steps that need to be done to get rid of these weapons, because I guarantee you, out the back door, North Korea is going to sell this stuff to Iran or to Venezuela or Brazil. Those are the top nations I'm worried about. And out the back door means billions of dollars to the coffers and people like Xi, you can't trust that Xi is going to do the right thing. I mean, there's a lot of nervous people in the PLA. And he may do something stupid. It's like, okay, we don't want you to make a deal with Trump. Look, it's Xi's best interest. I just was contacted this morning about silicon batteries. They're made in Shenzhen. They want to sell our batteries here. They got great batteries. We got to make a deal. How's that?
Yeah.
So, defense of Earth.
Real pleasure.
Yeah, well, we need to get a way of contacting Trump directly. Not through a proxy or some other moron that doesn't understand this. And they have to understand this. Our collective intelligence is better than all of the so-called vetted experts and so-called politicians. Many bloodsuckers.
That's so true.
Yeah. That's why the term fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah, well, I don't like to quantitatively have my curiosity index measured, but it's pretty high.
Yeah.
So, no one more curious that I know on the planet than Deagle. And my cadre of co-curiosity guys, yourself, John W. Spring, Scott Adams, Lowell Ponte, and many others.
Normal blood.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.